There's a new cause for bipartisanship in some state capitals, the effort to lure Amazon's second headquarters. But the peace might not last. In Georgia, some conservatives worry that new businesses coming into the state just speeds up demographic and political changes. And they do not worry about turning away corporations. From member station WABE, Johnny Kaufman reports.
It's the middle of Georgia's annual legislative session, and the halls inside the statehouse are packed with lobbyists and lawmakers. Most are older white men. State Representative Brenda Lopez is not. Last year, she became the first Latina elected to the Georgia legislature.
Whatever perceived notions about what Georgia may have been even 10 years ago is not where we are today.
As Metro Atlanta's population grows, it's getting less white and it's getting younger. Lopez says the crowd here at the legislature does not represent who actually lives in the state.
Georgia in the South is not changing. Georgia in the South has changed. It is a fact already.
Republicans still control the governor's mansion and Georgia's House and Senate by big margins. But many of the most conservative proposals of the state house have stalled recently. And that's thanks to the lobbyists filling up the halls. And more importantly, the corporations they work for.
They have a very diverse workforce, and a lot of their workers want to live in a progressive state.
Theron Johnson has been a lobbyist since 2012. He's seen companies like Delta, Coca-Cola, and even Disney help squash efforts to expand protections for religious groups. LGBT activists call the bills discriminatory. It's all frustrated conservative Republican lawmakers like State Senator Michael Williams.
If the mere fact that we want to reinforce our religious freedoms means that a company does not want to come to Georgia, then we're better off without them.
Williams is an underdog candidate for governor this year, and he's tried to get attention by questioning Georgia's efforts to lure Amazon's second headquarters. Metro Atlanta is one of 20 finalists. Williams says he worries the Seattle-based company will make Georgia more liberal and undermine what he calls the state's culture. Williams points to CEO Jeff Bezos' donation to fund scholarships for DACA recipients.
When you talk about giving Amazon billions of dollars, and then the founder CEO of Amazon is giving $33 million to education for illegals, there seems to be a disconnect there between what the values of Georgia are and again, a guy that wants to give away tons of money to illegals to go to school.
Williams supports legislation that would require driver's license tests and ballots be printed in English only. Civil rights groups put that bill on what they call the Adios Amazon list. Measures the groups and State Representative Lopez say just by being introduced hurt Georgia's chances of landing the corporation's new headquarters and the 50,000 jobs it promises.
When basically do we stop shooting ourselves in the foot? By continuing to push something again for a Georgia that is no longer the Georgia that maybe some people might be referring to.
None of the bills on the Adios Amazon list are likely to become law. Republican leaders say making Georgia attractive to companies is a priority, and that includes Amazon. The lobbyist, Johnson, is an outspoken Democrat. But even he has praise for Republican Governor Nathan Deal and other top GOP officials. Johnson says it's not new in Georgia for business interests to bring Republicans and Democrats together.
I think Amazon is just at the top of the list right now. We have been a state that has recruited many, many corporations here, many, many headquarters for so many decades.
Even if it's not Amazon, the hunt won't stop. And as the flow of new corporations and people to Georgia continues, their influence at the statehouse and the polls looks set to keep growing. For NPR News, I'm Johnny Kaufman in Atlanta.
And tomorrow, hundreds of college professors and grad students have formed the Heterodox Academy to call for more diverse viewpoints in the classroom. Tomorrow, you can hear that on Weekend Edition Sunday with Lulu. Listen tomorrow morning by asking your smart speaker. Tell your smart speaker to play NPR.